To Hot Seat with Meech. Hello, hello everyone. I am yours truly, Meech. And to all my past listeners, hello, welcome. And to my new listeners, welcome. Hot Seat with Meech is a show where I talk about dating, style, and fashion, and how to navigate both as I'm trying to do in my own life. So it has been a minute since we've chatted. I didn't do an April show because I was at Coachella living it up for the weekend. I had so much fun, but honestly, it feels so good to be back. And wow, do I have updates for you all. So tonight's episode is a solo show. Just you and me, just catching up on everything that been going on in my dating life, as well as the trends I've been noticing. So I've realized that dating and style have become the same category in my brain. Both require risk, both require taste, and both can go very wrong or very right. And April until now has been a lot. And now it's May. First of all, in May, I am officially a year older. I recently celebrated my birthday, and turning 28 has turned me into a whole new person. And I don't know if that's normal, but I swear everything has been changing so fast for me. My mindset, my energy, the way I see the people in my life, the way I see relationships around me is just, it's all like something is clicking and now I just can't unsee it. And I don't know if you guys feel that way. If you do, if you have any tips on how you've navigated that, please let me know. But let's rewind back, okay? I went to Coachella weekend 2 and I really want to get into that because it was quite an eventful weekend. So grab a drink, grab a friend, grab whatever, because it's story time. So let's get into it. So I went to Coachella with my best friend, her aunt, and one of her friends, and it was just the best time. It was a full girls trip. We drove down to Palm Springs. We checked out all the different activations kind of along the way, and we had some boys next door, of course, our luck. So I really want to tell you guys all about that. all the artists that we saw were so amazing. Sabrina Carpenter, she brought on Madonna. Wow, hearing Vogue live, I will never experience that again. That was just so amazing. And I am so lucky to have experienced Biebercella. That was so insane. Like, I told my best friend I would only go to Coachella if Justin Bieber was gonna be there, and he did not disappoint. He sounded so good live. He played everything that we wanted, and it was just like the best time. Like, I didn't even care about the rest of the weekend. It was just, seeing him was just, wow, like life-changing. Another highlight, I saw Snoop Dogg at Giveon set. So flames, so good. Dijon was also a surprise hit. I was not familiar with him before, but I am a fan now seeing him. And I heard that he produced a lot of Justin Bieber's new albums. So I was like, wow, he is definitely, I'm a fan now. But, and I'm not a big festival girly either. But after this Coachella experience, I definitely am willing to go back. And people make Coachella, like this big like festival. Oh my God, like it's so big, like you're, it's overwhelming. But honestly, I felt like it was really chill and overall a really good time. And so I want to get back to the first day that we arrived to Palm Springs. We're excited, you know, we're checking out the Airbnb. We had this gorgeous Airbnb in, I think it was called Indiana Wells. It was right on the golf course. And of course, I was filming a little house tour video, like I'm on Architectural Digest with like the house tour by Sabrina Carpenter, like playing in the background. And we head out to the pool and I was showing off the pool and the hot tub. And there is this little ledge. And naturally, I just climb on top of it. And my best friend and I just started singing Fabulous by Sharpay Evans. Like, we're in our own personal, like, High School Musical, like, High School Musical 2. And we started singing, like, a dip in the pool, a trip to the spa. And then I look over next door, and there's a guy staring at me, full grin. And I immediately stop and wanted to, like, hide away. I stepped down and I was like, do I jump in the pool? Like, how do I disappear from this right now? Because this is too much. And then he just says, keep going. I was like, sir, no, thank you. But we started chatting it up. And the first thing I noticed was his accent. So of course, me being me, I'm like, what's your accent? Where are you from? And he told us that he is Irish, but is living in London at the moment. And him and his friends are currently visiting the US for the first time. They're here for 11 days. Coachella is like their first stop before they go to LA and, you know, explore the rest of SoCal. And I just noticed just us just making crazy eye contact, like the whole time we were chatting. And I was just like, wow, like I am so giddy. Like I haven't felt this excited and honestly, forever. And like no one has really grabbed my attention like this in a really long time. So we just, you know, just kept talking, getting to know each other. And then, you know, we went from like neighbors to basically like poolside besties. And grant you, like, we only really see each other in the mornings, like right before the festival. You know, we're just, it's short. It just became our little routine every morning that we were there. And so, like I said, in the morning, we're just all recovering from the day of the festival. We're, you know, soaking our feet in the hot tub. And there's like a fence that separates our houses. And we would just say good morning and recap our day, our favorite sets. And yeah, it was really cute. It was giving very like Romeo and Juliet, but like Palm Springs edition. But the rest of his friends were not as friendly as him. He was the only one that really chatted with us. And of course, us being us, we were very friendly. And also on the first day, when I saw his outfit, his style, wow. Wow, I literally, my jaw dropped. And I just have never happened to, like, with me like that before. It was just so wild. Like, not that guys don't have good style. I think it's very rare in my life to find or see guys with good style. So yeah, I was just like, yeah, we're gonna have to hang out this weekend. Like, we're hanging out, we're gonna, yeah, I just knew. And I just had this feeling like we were just so drawn to each other. I just couldn't let go of that. Like, we just both really sensed it and we just were just feeling so connected. So the first day, chill. We talked a little bit in the morning, nothing of it. Then the morning of the second day is when things really started heating up for us. So I'm going to call him London Boy just so that we can just get that, you know, we can get that nickname out there and just get it clear. So that morning, London Boy was eating what I can only describe as like an alarming amount of toast. Like, what? I'm just standing there like, is this pro- protein loading, carb loading, a European health trend I'm just missed and unaware of. I feel really behind. So I was like, you know what? How about I make you a breakfast burrito? That's on the menu for us. We're already making a bunch. So how about I make you one? So of course, making one, I brought it out to the backyard, handed it, you know, over the fence, and he did tell me later that he was thinking about me when he was eating it. So I was like, applause to Meech. And that later that day, we were all leaving for the festival, and all the boys were already outside, including London Boy. They were outside their house, and we're leaving to get into our car. And then he asked me to take a picture of him and his friends. So I was like, oh, of course. And my best friend, honestly, give her an award. Give her an award because she set up the most perfect moment. She takes a picture of me taking a picture of them and then tells him, oh, like, get her number so she can send you that picture. Perfect. Except Apple failed us. The tap to share did not work. This was like a technological betrayal. Like, Apple, how dare you? But it's okay. Our car pulled up. We hugged. That was our interaction for the day. And I was like, you know what? If it's meant to be, it will be. So now it's Sunday morning, final day of the festival. And I knew that morning, it's like, we need a moment. Like, if this connection is as strong as I'm feeling it, I need to know. And I always find out. So I was like, all right, here's what we're going to do. So I grabbed two shots, walked over to the backyard, asked one of his friends to be like, go grab him. He comes out. I was like, let's take a shot together. Okay. And I made a really big mistake by pouring my shot. Like, I just poured myself a huge one. And I didn't have to take the whole thing, but of course I did. And I literally almost died. I swear, I literally had to turn away. I was taking it because I was like, if I choke right now, this is like, my plan is not going to work. But anyways, we recovered. I put the shots down. And then I do something I never really do ever. But I just felt so confident in that moment. I just put my arm on the fence that separated our houses, looked at him directly in the eyes and said, since we took our shots, I'm gonna shoot my shot. Are you single? Do you have a partner? Because I would really like to hang out with you before the weekend. And he said, that's why I've been trying to get your number this whole weekend. Sir, you did not try hard enough. But besides the point. Timing also got us again. In that moment, his friends are yelling at him. They have to go. Their car is here. So he ended up giving me his number. And we try to meet up at the festival. But I'm in VIP. He's in GA. We're at different sets. And it's just like, and there was no service at all. So we really just couldn't meet up at all. So I was like, maybe he's just not meant to be. It's fine. Maybe I'll just see him back at the house like the next morning before we all leave. So, but we kind of kept texting, trying to meet up. So I just texted him. I was like, hey, just come over for a swim tonight. And that was it. Like, I just left it at that. And then he does. And you know what? We had a loveliest night together. We did, truly. And yes, I know what you all are thinking. Girl, that was just a one-night fling. Sure, technically. He lives in London, I live in the US. Like, there's no way we're ever gonna see each other again. So of course, you can totally say it a one night fling, but like, can we romanticize it a little? Come on. I mean, I felt like we truly had like a genuine connection. Our eye connection was even stronger. Like, ugh. Yeah, like I can't, like it was just, we just couldn't look away from each other. We're so drawn to each other, and I think we both follow that feeling without really overthinking it, because at the end of the day, we had really nothing to lose. I'm not sure if you guys ever seen the movie Before Sunrise, but it really felt like that movie. We had one weekend, no pressure, no expectations. we didn't know each other before. We were just fully just being ourselves. We talked all night. We talked about where he was heading on his, you know, the rest of his vacation. And of course, we chatted about how we both have been plotting to hang out with each other this whole weekend, and that it only really happened on the last day before we were leaving. So, yeah. And he did mention that, which I thought was really sweet, but he mentioned that every time he would see anyone come out of my house, like into the backyard, he would try to see if it was me. I was like, oh my God, stop. That's really cute. But it was just really funny to just kind of experience this. And we talked about our lives, our families, and like just everything else in between. And I'll be honest, I don't ever really do that, like especially with a stranger, especially even like on a first date. Like I hold back, I kind of filter myself. I don't fully like to share everything about myself and put it out there. I guess I'm doing this right now because I'm so comfortable with all of you. But especially like in a romantic setting ways, like I don't ever fully express myself in that way. So it was just interesting for me to like recognize that within myself and see that I was able to do that. And we just, again, like we just both knew we're never going to see each other again, probably. So we really just made the most of it. And we made sure we had no regrets, no what ifs. And I think that's something we don't allow ourselves to do enough, like just to be brave, just to do something unexpected, because it's actually really good for the soul. Like I was just like, wow, like I need to let go a bit more and just really go with the flow. And as I was working on sharing the story with all of you, I was thinking how wild like this interaction was for us to be both at Coachella weekend two, for us to rent the Airbnb like right next door to each other, and for us to keep like talking every day. Like this was a very once in a lifetime like meet cute, and I'm forever like obsessed that I got to experience that. And yeah, and I'm, yeah, so that was me meeting London boy at Coachella, which like really kick things off for my dating life. So I have two more dates I have to fill you in on. And but this was just like kind of the start of like, okay, like Michelle, you can do this. You can talk to a man. You can do this. You can get back out there. You can be vulnerable. You can just put yourself in that position and to be open with yourself and open to others. So yeah, I will definitely fill you in on the two dates, but first I still want to stick with Coachella and get into a little bit more about the Coachella fashion, because I have thoughts, many thoughts, and my first thought is just it was very underwhelming. Like I know Coachella isn't strictly like a, you know, like a rave outfit vibes, but I feel like there's always been like a certain energy to how people dress. It's supposed to be fun, expressive, and colorful, and boho. Like this year I felt everyone felt really safe and everyone was giving country, and don't come at me because I wore cowboy boots like for 2 days of the weekend. So I get it, they're comfortable. But at the same time, I feel like it's giving very Stagecoach rather than Coachella. Like I wanted to just see like 2016 Vanessa Hudgens like boho chicness, but I didn't see that and I was really disappointed. I also was expecting a lot of color and everyone just felt very like neutral, a lot of whites, and I'm like, we're in the desert, like it's gonna be dirty. Like even a lot of the celebrities, like they just wore very casual outfits and I was just like, I just want a little bit more. Like Zara Larsson is really popping off right now, so I really expected her, like that type of aesthetic and colors to be like really popping off. Also, I did meet her like just casually. Me and my friends were just getting food, I think, in VIP, and she was just there walking around eating her banana pudding, I think. And I just finished doing a little caviar bump and my friend was like, oh, hey. And they just started chatting up. So I was like, oh, hey. And I wasn't too familiar with her before. So I was just like there hanging out. And my friend was like, oh, do you want to do like a caviar bump with us? Like, we'll buy one for you. And then we did a caviar bump with Zara Larsson. And she was so sweet. Like, if like she, my friend didn't tell me she was like a singer, like I probably thought she was just like a normal person. She was very, so sweet. She was very talented. I loved seeing her at Pink Panther's set. Wow. And her album, Midnight Sun, like Girls Trip just came out. So it's really popping off. I think you guys all should go listen to it. I think Shakira is like even on the album. So yeah. But anyways, I just wanted more and I wasn't given more. Especially when I noticed a lot of the major brands are leaning into bold colors and textures and patterns. And I really wanted to see that reflected. And yeah, I just felt like it just really wasn't giving. And the weather was so nice. Like even at night, we didn't even need a jacket. So like, I feel like a lot of people could have done a lot of cool tops, a lot of cool skirts. And like, it just wasn't, I just didn't see anything that I really liked, to be honest. So yeah, that was my Coachella recap. That was such a fun weekend and it was so eventful. I just want to go back. I just want to go back. But right now, before I get into my next two dates that I'm so excited to tell you guys about, I am gonna take a little music break and then I will be right back to fill y'all in on what has been happening in my dating life. So stay tuned and enjoy some tunes right now. This is a new life, a new way, a new possibility, a new day. So upside down. Boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Turn me inside out and round and round, upside down. Boy, you turn me. Turn me.
I took a flight, I'm in Delaware. Someone told me about Mexico City. On the beach and they're staring at me. Take me further to Paraguay. Tell me what you might do tonight. Suddenly a midnight sun has entered my eye.
time goes by. So slowly, 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 time goes by. So slowly. We'll be right back.
one's free, the second will cost you.
Welcome back. I hope you have enjoyed that little music break. I know I was definitely dancing along. Now, we're back to reality in San Francisco. Officially left Coachella behind and getting back into the groove of city life. And you guys, I went on my first date in about a year and a half. Oh my God, I was like, what is happening? But I got set up through this app called Known. It's a swipeless, more of like a matchmaking dating app. And so you get a match, you decide if you want to meet with them. If you do, you pay like a $15 deposit and then they set up the date for you. They let you know where you're meeting and what time. And I did interview the founder of Known, Celeste, back in February. So please just go and give it a listen if you want to learn a little bit more about the app itself, why she built the app, and why they're kind of launching it here in San Francisco. I've enjoyed it so far using it. Clearly, I got set up on the date. And so I think what they're doing is amazing. So I definitely think you guys should go check out that episode, learn a little bit more about it. But getting back to the date, oh my God, the day of, I was so nervous. I don't even know why. Like, I just didn't know how it was going to be, what I was going to say, if I was ever going to have like a good time. And when I feel like that, I focus on what I can control, which is my outfit. So I kept it simple and comfortable and very me. My go-to Meech outfit formula with a date night twist. So I did my dark wash low-rise gap denim, which I'm currently wearing right now, a black tank top, a green and navy trim Kate Spade cardigan, and my Love and Lemon ballet flats. I felt comfortable, I felt good, confident, and honestly, in the city of sneakers, I'm a big ballet flat girly. Like, we're walking 10 miles, I'm still gonna be in my ballet flats. But I felt really good, I felt really pretty, and I was ready to go. So my date sent an Uber to pick me up, which I loved. It's like not a requirement in any way, but I realized like I kind of prefer that. It gave me time to like really get myself together mentally and just arrive calm, and was just really giving myself good like self-talk in the car. And I feel like kind of when they pick you up, which is like still really nice, I feel like you just have to start making those like awkward conversation like right away. Like you get in the car, you're like, hi, hey, you know, it's just a little weird. So I felt like when, you know, it's still nice that they still sent a car for you to be like, hey, like I'm gonna meet you at the restaurant. And when you meet there, I felt like it's more natural just to be like, okay, we're in the setting, we're doing this, cool. So I'm definitely prefer that. So, you know, listen up to all the guys who want to take me out in the future. I do like a car to come pick me up. We went to this sake and wine place on 14th. And at first we were both so nervous, like visibly both so nervous. I swear the whole restaurant could like sense our nervousness. And as we got a little bit more sake in us, as we kept talking, we both started to really let our guard down. And I noticed something. And I noticed I wasn't overthinking or like, you know, trying to think of what to say next. Like it just was flowing. And if you're like me, you know, you're like always kind of preparing like, all right, they said this, I'm going to say this next. All right. Like you're not really in that moment of really listening to what they're saying. You're preparing to like ask the next questions or say the next thing. But I felt like I didn't have to do that. And I'm not sure if that just comes with like maturity or like if I just felt really like calm or I was just, you know, like whatever I did beforehand really helped with that. But yeah, it just felt really nice and relaxed. And when we were leaving the sake place, like, he even helped me put my coat on. I was like, that's just so sweet. Like, the little things like that matter. Like, and to all the guys listening out there, like, please just bring back a little bit of that chivalry. Like, it's the little things like that that we really cherish. And it's that small effort that really is what stands out for us. And, you know, like, that was like really sweet. I was like, oh my God, what? It's like no one's done that before. And that's crazy to say that as like a 28-year-old woman. I'm like, I should have experienced, you know, better chivalry like that. But anyways, we just ended up having a really good time on the first date. So we did end up having a second date. We work really close to each other. So we did a little lunch date near both of our office. We went on a little walk and ate lunch at the park. And then we got a little coffee after. And overall, it was just like, it was so fun and so chill and relaxed. And a very successful first match. So shout out to Known. Thank you for getting me back out there on my first date. And because of that, I feel a lot more comfortable going out on another date and continuing to just explore more options and get to really know myself and others in this process. So shout out, y'all are really changing the dating game out here, and I really appreciate that, and I'm glad that I was able to get on your app and really utilize it. So yeah. And now I want to bring you up to speed on my recent date. So I recently went out with someone who I had a couple dates back in, I believe, like 2024. We recently just matched again on Hinge, and I was just like, oh my god, like, hey. And I never check Hinge, which is crazy. Like, I have it on my phone, but I do like every few months I'm like, all right, what's going on here? And I just kind of clear everything out, you know, see what's going on. And I saw that he popped up again, and so I was like, hey again, smiley face, what's up? And after chatting a little bit, we decided to meet up again. And we went to Phono Bar, which was our very first date in 2024. And I didn't realize it until I was walking up to like meet him. And I literally said, oh my God, deja vu. Like, literally, I was like, deja vu right now. And he felt really bad that he picked the same place again. But I was like, this is just so funny. Like, it just really made me think how wild timing is and how people can come back into your life when you least expect it. And also, an unexpected part of our night was that we were even supposed to hang out, like, or stay out even that long with each other. Like, we both had other plans that night, but we ended up hanging out. And yeah, we were just so, you know, we just caught up on what we've been up to since we were in very different points in our life last time we hung out. So it was really just nice to like reconnect and just catch up almost as like friends. And yeah, it was really great. So after Phono Bar, we went to this tiki bar in Hayes Valley. And I just want to say, I've been trying to get into that tiki bar for 3 years. Like, for the time I've lived here, there's always such a long line. They're always at capacity. And tonight, that night, I was just like, oh my God, we're getting in there. We got this. So we went. We had a good time. We played this game I always carry with me called Do I Know You? And it's such a great game to kind of have if you're with friends or if you're like on a date or first dates. Like, it's just such a great conversation starter when you're like not sure what else to talk about. You're like, all right, I asked you about your work, I asked you about this, all right, cool, what else can we talk about? So pulling that game out, I was like, okay, there's all these other kind of topics that we can talk about. You can ask questions, or you can ask each other the questions of the game, or you can both answer the question. So it was just really great. And yeah, I felt like we really got to know each other that way. And then after that, we went to Sugar Lounge, and I feel like that's when we had a really good time. But I swear, every time I go to Sugar Lounge, I always like end up getting way too drunk. And this time I lost my phone that night, which was a whole ordeal for the rest of the weekend. It was so unlike me. I've never lost my phone in my life. But he was very sweet in that moment. He even tried to help me find it. We just couldn't, but he was very sweet and very helpful. And yeah, we just ended up having a really good time though. And then we ended up hanging out again the next day. We went to dinner because I was like, I really need soup. I'm a little hungover. I really need soup right now. So we went to this little Thai place around my place. And then we went to Thriller Social Club, which is like a bar arcade place. And we just had a good old time just playing games, and it was just really chill. And I feel like a lot of people should do dates like there more often, or just kind of any arcade bars like that, because it kind of takes the pressure of like just sitting there and like having a drink and just like having to keep the conversation. I feel like it's great to be like, all right, let's go play this game and like let's go walk around. So it's just keeping yourself busy while like getting to know each other. So I don't know, I feel like I really like that, and it was just so fun. So we had a really good night. It's funny, when I was leaving Thriller, the bartender, they were like making cotton candy. So I went up there and I was like, hey, like how much are these? And they're like, oh, they're free. I was like, oh, cool, can I get one? And they gave me a cotton candy that was literally bigger than my head. Like, I'm not even joking you. I have a picture of it. So if you want to see the picture, let me know and I will post it on the show's Instagram, because it's pretty hilarious. And yeah, I basically forced him to take a picture of me, since, again, I didn't have my phone. So yeah, that was wild. I was like off the grid, which, don't get me wrong, it was kind of felt really nice. Yeah, I just felt I was so present in the moment of who I was with and just being like present with life. I was like, wow, I'm not really like sucking to like scrolling on Instagram anymore, which really led me to think about all these experiences that I've had recently and that I've shared with you tonight. Coachella, the dates, the reconnecting, it has really taught me something. You never really know what you're going to experience, especially with dating, right? We go in with these expectations. We think we know what we want, what our partners should be, the relationships we try to cultivate. But the truth is, you just have to like get to know the person first and what they want out of their life experience too. It's like you guys are doing this together, right? So you have to leave your past at the door. You can't put someone new into a box that's shaped by someone who's hurt you before. Like, let people surprise you. And if you get to know them and you realize, I don't like that, I don't like what they're doing, great, then you move on. But until then, I think we have to let yourself be open. I think we aren't fully open at all times. And, you know, be kind to yourself, be kind to others. We're all figuring it out all at the same time. And I want all of you to find joy and fun in dating and fashion and style again, your own personal style. Because both require effort, both require exploration. You have to try things to figure out what you like and what you don't. And if it's not bringing you joy, then why are you doing it, or why are you with them, right? Do the unexpected, because life is unexpected. Like, surprise yourself with what you're capable of. And trust me, as I'm saying all this, I'm like the most like type A person ever, but I'm really trying to take this own advice for myself and my own life as well. And I'm learning to really let go and trying to stop control everything in my life. I realize you really can't do that. And I just have to accept what's right in front of me and what is being shown to me. And you can't force people to change. You can't force situation to be different. So whatever your plans are for tonight, this lovely, gorgeous Friday night, the weather is amazing. Oh my God. I want all of you to be open to all the possibilities of the night, okay? And please report back on how that goes for you. I would genuinely like to know. So please, you know, DM me, message me on Instagram at hotseatwithmeech, because we're all in this together. We're doing this together. And I'm just not sharing my personal stuff just to share it. Like, I'm hoping that this really resonates with someone out there and that we could go through this journey together. And yeah, I just want to thank you all so much for listening to Hot Seat. I am so, so excited to be back. And yeah, this truly has been amazing to be back on the mic and to talk to all of you. My name is Meech, and this is Hot Seat with Meech. Lots of love to you, San Francisco. I hope you have a fabulous night. Thank you.